Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos, and we're here in the 75th edition of the Mostra di Venezia Festival of Venice with Paul Greengrass, director of 22nd of July. Paul, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
My first question is, how do you choose your perspective on such a tragedy? I mean, when you choose to tell this story?
Well, I think that the most important thing from my point of view is that it's not a film about the attacks themselves. It's a film about what happened after the attacks. It's a story about how people in Norway faced a right-wing extremist who'd obviously committed a heinous crime, and how various people, in particular one young man who'd come face-to-face with him during the attacks, got through that experience and clung to his beliefs, and with great courage confronted him in the courtroom, and how he and his family and his brother, who was also there during the attacks, how they, under the most enormous trauma, came through and defeated him in a way, you know, and also how the lawyers and politicians, how Norway as a whole faced this threat that we all face today.
How did you approach the victims? How did you work with them?
Well, I went to ask them at the outset whether they would allow me to make the film, and obviously if they'd have said no, I wouldn't have made it. But you ask their permission, and you consult with them, and of course they're not responsible for the film, or you know, they must make their own minds up, but you make it in a responsible way, and you try and make it in a way that's gives dignity to people, and with sensitivity, and above all with restraint, you know, and so you don't show extreme violence and so forth.
Has there been like an ongoing consultation with them during the process?
Yeah, of course, yeah. But you know, they will have their own views, and I'm sure they'll make them clear. But you know, but what's important is that you make the film in the right way, and you consult with them.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the Eric Popper film?
I have not, no. I haven't.
Would you like to?
I will see it eventually, but I've just been busy making mine, and I haven't had a chance. It's never been on where I've been, so okay. I have no means of seeing it.
One of the topics of this festival is the presence of Netflix being in competition. What's your position on this, Netflix being cinema or not being cinema?
Well, I chose Netflix for this film to partner with them because they were perfect for what I wanted to achieve. I mean, I can't speak for them, but I think it's pretty obvious that they see the future of cinema as being driven by consumer demand, and consumers will decide for themselves whether to watch a film in a theatre or off the streaming platform or whatever, on a tablet, however, in their home entertainment system. They believe that's the future, and I can see why. I think it's pretty clear that they're right about that. Now, as a filmmaker, you want, and it's vital, to protect the theatrical experience. And one of the things that I think Netflix are in the business of now is expanding the way that they bring their films theatrically, you know. And that, for me, is perfect because it gives me everything that an art house release would give a film like this, which is what it would traditionally get. But the problem with an art house release on its own is young people aren't going to go and see it, because sadly they just don't go to art theatres and watch films, you know. But they will watch on Netflix, on the platform. So, and I want young people to see this film, because it's about young people and they face this problem and they must win it. So for me, it offered both in a really good way, and they've been great partners, and I think they're very, very serious now about expanding their theatrical footprint and the theatrical reach of their films alongside the platform.
So you think now we should have like both strategies, like this classical distribution and then the online version?
I think that's what they believe. I mean, okay. I think that's the future. I mean, all the studios now are streaming. I mean, you know, Universal has got Comcast, Disney are starting a stream service. You know, it's the old way that movies came out, and then you waited for a year and they came on in DVD, and then you waited another year and they went on terrestrial television. That's all gone. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, technology is going to drive how movies are. But I think, speaking as a filmmaker, I think it's not a threat to the theatrical experience. People will still choose, as they have always chosen, to go and enjoy films theatrically, but they will be able to choose in which format they want to watch a film. And even if I didn't agree, that's the way the world's going, you know. So you have to, if you're a filmmaker, I do believe you have to get with the future and not fight it.
And last one, really quick. You're a director attached to reality. You're living difficult times now in America. Do you think that film could help to overcome this dark times in America?
Well, I don't think it's dark times in America any more than dark times in Europe. I think it's troubling times for sure, uncertain times for sure, and I don't think films change anything. I think what films do is reflect the times that they're made in, and that's part of what they're there to do. And I think because we live in uncertain times, I think a film like this expresses that very clearly.
Paul Greengrass, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.